Dr. Stahl, we see two major problems, I would say, constitute about 85% of the problems in the elderly. First and foremost are wax issues. Wax becomes more of a problem in the elderly for two reasons. The first is that the wax tends to get drier, and as the wax gets drier, it is more difficult for it to become extruded from the ear canal. The second reason is that the ear canal tends to decrease in caliber as patients get older, again, making the wax more difficult to extrude. So we tend to see a lot of patients who come in for ear removal, the wax removal. We have a nice machine that washes that out. And obviously, the most common cause that we see the elderly is for hearing loss, okay? Presbycusis is the medical term for high-frequency hearing loss, which is characteristic of the types of hearing problems the elderly get as they get older. This is the natural loss of hearing in the higher frequencies, which is seen. And usually by about the 7th to 8th decade, this becomes more apparent. Now, if you have patients who have worked at Bethlehem Steel all their lives or at the Chevy plant, of course, the hearing loss is going to be much worse in the higher frequencies. And this is what we see. Characteristically, they'll complain that they cannot hear their friends or family when there's background noise. If they go to a restaurant, they're having trouble picking up certain phrases or whatnot, and they find that they have to stare directly at a person in order for them to understand what's being said.
So when they are turned a little bit, not looking at a person, they may not react to that.
Right. They need visual cues from their voice to pick up certain words when there's background noise.